here and dates back many, many years, back during the Babylonian time, 500 B.C., when the fathers carried the daughters and they were sold to the husband. The more beautiful the girl was, the bigger price she brought. And as their beauty, you know, kindly slipped, the price lowered. And then finally, when they just got so doggone ugly, the boys wouldn't buy her, it became an auction in reverse. The father would go bargain his daughter to someone, give him a dower to take the daughter's hand in marriage. Then we'll come on up. We've all studied the rise and fall of the Roman Empire. The entire Roman Empire was sold about 193 A.D. at public auction. It was bought by one of the senators, and he was beheaded in about 60 days after that. But come on up after the Civil War, when they were selling all of the captured equipment. And in order to sell the equipment that was captured or they were wanting to disperse to get back home, it required that an officer act as auctioneer, and he had to carry the rank of colonel in order to act as auctioneers. Therefore, you see a lot of auctioneers colonel, so Evan, so-and-so, it's always that. And the military officers, the cavalry officers, wore the big felt hats. So that has been a mark of the auctioneer down through the years, with the big Stetson hat or whatever type of hat you want to wear, has been a mark of the auctioneer and the title of colonel that went along with it. Now, you have any questions at this point? George Washington was an avid auction goer. He's a very conservative buyer, but there's some furniture over here in Mount Vernon that he purchased at public auction. One of them is a six-legged table that he purchased at public auction. So you'll be able to see that down through as time goes on, auctions are getting more popular every day. When you really stop to think about it, about everything that you wear or the food that you eat on your table came through an auction market. If it's beef, it was sold at public auction. If it is pork, it went through the auction market twice. It went through first as feeder pigs, 30 to 60 pounds, when the farmers from the cattle belt came in and bought the pigs, carried them to the barns, topped them out. And a top hog is 200, 220 pounds. Then they went back to the auction market. The fish markets. It used to be that the people would come in with boatloads of fish. The buyers would weigh them out. Very perishable, just like tobacco, only more perishable. And they'd weigh them out. And long close the end of the day, the buyers would move in, and they just have to take what they could get for the fish because they were spoiling. So auctions were established. We had a student in the last class from New York. He was going into the fur auction business. Your furs, hide, wool, fruits, vegetable, beef, pork, you name it. It goes through the auction market. Some of the big lettuce markets, watermelon markets, you name it. They all come through you through the auction market. So really you don't realize how big the auction industry is until you make a little study of it.
Buford, would a fine jewel or fine arts auctioneer use the same kind of chant with the same kind of speed?
No. Richard Burton, you remember, bought his wife a diamond, about, 15 carat, bought it at a public auction in New York, I believe, for millions and millions of dollars. But now when you get into precious metal, art, real estate, then the chant of the auctioneer slows down. There's three things that the audience has a right to know. First of all, they have a right to know the object that you're selling. They must know this before they'll bid on it. Secondly, they have a right to know how much the bid is. Third, they have a right to know how much you're asking for. Now, an auctioneer works a mental pattern. He has to work a pattern. Otherwise, he would not know where his bidder was. I have sold to 12, 15,000 people at one sale. So you must have a mental working pattern. As an example of this gentleman on my left, if I put up an article and said, what did he give for it? And he said, $5. Thank you. The lady here says 10. All right, I am due him the courtesy of going back to him, right? In other words, I was at the mercy of the world when I said, what did he give? He said 5, she said 10, 15, 20. I stay between those two until one of them quits, and at the same time, I'm squirrel hunting with one eye and fishing with the other one in the crowd to see if there's anyone else wanting to bid. You know, tell you a little story. You know, Quakers are very religious people and very conscientious people. They will go to service, but they do not want to fight. They will work in hospitals. They'll do anything that's need to be done for the country, but they don't like to fight. They don't want to kill. Well, this Quaker went out one morning to milk his cow, and he sat down on the stool, and he started milking, and he got about a cup full of milk in the bucket, and the old cow did a whack. She kicked it plumb out of his hand. Well, being a Quaker, he picked his bucket up. He walked down to the spring. He washed the bucket out. He came back. He sat down, and he started milking again. He got about a quarter milk in the bucket. Ka-wham! She kicked it again. He didn't do a thing. He picked up his bucket. He went back to the spring. He washed the bucket out. He came back in, and he sat down and started milking again, and he got the bucket just nearly full, and ka-wham! She just baptized him in milk, brother. I mean, she was soaked with milk all over the barn, all over the cow. You know what he did? Went down to the spring, washed the bucket out, came back, and before he sat down, he looked at Bessie the cow, and he said, "Bessie, thou knowest that I'm a Quaker and will not strike thee. Thou knowest that I will not even berate thee with strong words. But what thou don't knowest is, tomorrow morning I'm going to carry you to an auction, and I hope a Baptist buys you and beats the hell out of you." There's some questions back here in the back.
Okay, speak up real loud so we can hear your question. You first and then you.
Yes, ma'am. She wants to know an example of other filler words. Might be go a dollar. Go a dollar. Bid a dollar. Be a bidder. Go a bidder. Add a say a now. Do you wanna add a go dollar bid a dollar add a dollar now a dollar do you wanna add a dollar? You instead of saying will you give a dollar is will you give a dollar? Go a dollar bid a dollar add a dollar now a dollar do you want him add a dollar? Will you give a dollar for it? Go a dollar bid a dollar add a dollar now a dollar do you want him add a dollar? Will you give a dollar for it?
How would you teach that in a class? How would you
in
teach
the classroom?
That?
We flash up on a screen the words goa, bidda, adda. We'll have goa and then a dollar mark, bidda and a dollar mark, and we'll go down the line. Go a dollar, bid a dollar, add a dollar, now a dollar, do you own him, add a dollar, will you give a dollar for it? And then the students will all stand up. Join with me, will you? It helps me out. I don't have to do it by myself. I'm having to do all talking. You help me. Let's all go out. Go a dollar, bid a dollar, add a dollar, now a dollar, do you own him, add a dollar, will you give a dollar for it? Start over again. Go a dollar, bid a dollar, add a dollar, now a dollar, do you own him, add a dollar, will you give a dollar for it? Go a dollar, bid a dollar, add a dollar, now a dollar, do you own him, add a dollar, will you give a dollar for it? Go a dollar, bid a dollar, add a dollar, now a dollar, do you want him, add a dollar, will you give a dollar for it? Just a flip of the tongue. Just a flip of the tongue. All right, now the other lady had a question. No, the auctioneer has to have a pretty sharp eye. Normally, if I'm looking this direction and somebody flips a hand this way, I'll catch it. Now, I remember one time I was selling a bunch of rakes and shovels and hoes, and I was holding them up, and there was a minister walked up in the crowd, and he waved at one of his people that he knew in the crowd, and he just bought them. I mean, some people will give you that. Some of them will wink. I've had some of them do this. In other words, a lot of time a man will wink at you, and you go on up, and he'll give you this, and sometimes he's bidding, and sometimes he's wanting to know, is that me? You know, he'll say, me, me. So some of them will give you this. Some of them will nod. Some of them will, yeah, just like that. At our auctions, we have everybody to register. They come up and register. We give them a bid card, a paddle to bid with. We take their name, address, telephone number, and driver's license number. Now, we take personal checks, but we do not take two-party checks. I remember one time I got a check that a sale is given on a bank that hadn't been built. And so we tell them, we will take your personal check. No two-party checks, please. If your check's good, make it to us. If it isn't good, just make it to the sheriff because he'll be around to see you in a day or two. But, you know, very seldom do we ever get a bad check at an auction sale, but we do have them to register. Then we encourage them to hold their bid card up or their bid paddle. Now, some people will put it in their pocket with the number showing outward, and merely we can see them. But now, normally at a regular sale, if we have an estate sale, we will have maybe 500 people. Now, with 500 people in a crowd, we will have about 3 ground men, people that are spotted down front, maybe holding up the merchandise or what have you. We will have a clerk. We have an office trailer that our cashier is in. She's in there for protection of robbery and what have you, and we can put the cashier in there and lock her up. Also, if it is an estate where there's a lot of valuable antiques and what have you, we have a videotape machine that we set the camera up on top of the office trailer, train it on the merchandise, because we have folding tables, wooden tables, that we place in a straight line, and we'll have a videotape camera focused right down that line, and someone will sit in the trailer and watch the monitor. And I tell you, they pick up a lot of things. I remember one lady had a shopping bag, and she was going through, and she'd find an article, and she'd move it over to the edge of the table, and finally, in it went, all videotaped. So I went out and asked her, and I said, would you mind coming in the trailer a minute? She came in. I said, I have something I want you to see. Didn't do a thing, pressed a button. Instant replay. She sat there and saw herself. You know what she did? Got them. Gave them to me. I never said any more to her. She never said any more to me, but she never did steal anything at another sale. So if you have valuable merchandise, you either have to have somebody to watch it for you. You must watch it for you. Is there any other questions right
now? Yes, there was one. Was there someone had a question right here once? Okay.
Exercising myself.
How do you discuss the developing a rhythm to the chant?
It's just a mirror of raising and lowering your voice. We try to get into about a middle C on a piano.
How do you teach it? Do you play
you teach
music?
It by having them to go up and down. 75, 85, 95, and $100, and the 5, just like singing. How many of you ever heard the old four-note singers? Only use 4 notes, see?
You talk about fa-so-mi-la.
Yeah. See? Fa, so, mi, la, 75 and $80 and $5 and $9 and $5. Just go up and down the musical scale. Now, a person that can't sing, he can't very well be an auctioneer. If he does, it'll be very straining on him. Now, we give breathing exercises in the classroom. We ask people to take a deep breath, bring their arms up, and come up on their toes, and then go down. And do the same thing to the side, a deep breath and go down, because it takes a lot. You have to sail from your stomach. If you sail from your throat out, it's rough. Usually some people sing through the nose. They can't hold out very long. If they sing from the throat, you know, they can't hold out. You have to go down and get a deep breath. Have a deep breath. You have to use your tummy or your belly, whichever you want to call it, as a bellus to push the words out for you and get in rhythm. It's just a sing song. You know, just quarter of a dollar, half a dollar, 75 a dollar, beautiful heart. Here to bit a dollar, we'll give a quarter of heart. A quarter to bomb, to bomb, a quarter to bomb, a dollar, a quarter to give a half a dollar of heart. Here to bit a half a dollar now, 75, 75, to bomb, a dollar, beetle, dollar, beetle, to bomb, a quarter, quarter of a dollar, to bomb, to bomb, a quarter, to bomb, a quarter, to quarter of a dollar, to give a quarter of a dollar, 40 to bomb him. That gives him a fit. But you do have to get in rhythm. Like I said, if you're in rhythm, you can go for hours. If you're not in rhythm, your crowd's going to leave you before you go an hour. That's for sure. Because people come to a crowd. Actually, I'd say a third of the people, or maybe half of the people, that come to an auction sale come to be entertained. They'd like to hear the auctioneer. They like to visit with one another, and they're just avid auction goers, and they love to attend auction sales. Yes, ma'am.
You were talking a little bit about breathing. What kinds of breathing exercises do you practice at your school?
Well, that's what I was telling them, is to raise their arm, go up on the tiptoes, and get a deep breath and hold it. And then as you come back down, let it out. And just continuously do this. This stretches you. You have to get those lungs have to be built just like a bellows. You have to develop your lungs. You have to develop your vocal cords. And you just practice, 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 practice. Practice till you're just about ready to drop. And then get up and practice some more. Just continually practice. Sell everything. Like one of the gentlemen was telling about, and this we recommend to a student. If he's driving an automobile down through the countryside and there's utility poles on the side, he takes a utility pole as a bed, and every time a utility pole comes up, he just raises it. You start out with this utility pole. I'm bid a dollar, will you give $2? I'm bid a two, will you give a $3? $3, and another pole come by. $3, now $4. Only thing is, if he speeds up his car, he has to speed up his chant, and then he gets going so darn fast, he run off the road. But utility poles is a very good way to practice. Just practice, 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 practice. I have some students that come to school. We have a home study course we send out. And it has a cassette tape with it that has all of these things on cassette tape. And their wives said their husbands nearly run them crazy. All right, any other questions about it?
I have a question. Do women make good auctioneers?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you go in that tent back there where they're having that National Livestock Championship auction sale, you'll see a lady auctioneer, and very good. There's a young lady in Kentucky. Linda Oaks, married now Linda Feist, and she is a very good auctioneer. I know she came back to the school after two or three years after she'd completed the course and came walking into the classroom one day, and I asked her to come up and have a seat. She sat down by me, and of course, every time a different auctioneer comes in, they want to hear him, you know, or they want to hear her. So they want to know, said, come up and give us a demonstration. Well, the hardest thing in the world that an auctioneer can do is try to mock another auctioneer or to mock sell. Now, that is rough. You have to get the feeling of it. Well, she got up and said, what do you want me to sell? They said, well, anything. She said, I had a quarter horse sale last Saturday, so I'll sell you a quarter horse. And she cut down and their mouth flew wide open because they had never heard it. There's only one thing about a lady auctioneer. She must have good sound. Now, this is good sound equipment that we're using, very good sound equipment. So she must have good sound equipment, one that has a tone control on it where she can turn the treble off and the bass up. Otherwise, her voice would be a little squeaky and might not come out where the people could understand her. So she would need a public address system with a tone control on it so she could put a little more bass and bring her voice out where it wouldn't be squeaky. Any other questions?
What other questions? You're listening to Buford Evans from Tennessee, who teaches an auction school and also has been helping us by running real auctions and, as he points out, also mock auctions, which are very difficult.
Anybody, I tell you, would you like to come up here and, or anybody, if you'd come up here on the stage, I'll tell you what to say, and you try it. Anybody like to come up here and try it?
Just be an example the way you might deal with a student at school.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody come up here. Anybody. It doesn't make any difference. I won't bite you.
Good. Come on up.
Come on up, son.
Thank you.
There
come
you go.
Up.
Loan him your microphone, will you, please? I tell you, let me get down there with you. I believe I can get down. Old as I am, I think I can get down there. There you go. Now what I want you to do is to say this, and it's real easy to say. You say it three times. 40, do you want them at 40?
40, do you want them at
40? Hold your microphone right up to your face now. 40, do you want them at 40?
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 Now speak up a little bit louder. Go down here and get a good deep breath. All right. Now let's say it three times. 40, do you want them at 40? 40, come on, say it with me. 40, do you want them at 40? 40, do you want them at 40? 40, do you want them at 40? Now say it by yourself.
40, you want them at 40? 40, you want them at 40? 40, you want them at 40?
All right, now then, there's somebody in the back can't hear you, so you need to say it a little bit louder. Go through it three times again, louder.
40, you want them at 40? 40, you want them at 40? 40, do you want them at 40?
All right, now let's say it again, but we're going to add one more thing to it. We're going to say, now the 5, 45. All right, let's go. 40, do you want them at 40? 40, do you want them at 40? 40, do you want them at 40? Now the 5, 45. That wasn't hard, was it? No. All right, now then, we're going to add some more to it. We're going to say 40, do you want them at 40? 40, do you want them at 40? Now the 5, 45. Anybody want it at 45? Now, can you say that? Let's go again. 40, do you want them at 40? 40, do you want them at 40? 40, do you want them at 40? Now the 5, 45. Anybody want it at 45? Oh, now we're going pretty good. Now what you do is put some volume with it, see? You rear back, put some volume with it, and a little rhythm with it, and then it might come out something like this. 40 to bomb and a vote, 40 to bomb and a vote, 40 to bomb and a vote, and now divide a vote, divide a vote, divide a vote, divide a vote. Now let's hear you say that. 40 to bomb and a vote, 40 to bomb and a vote, 40 to bomb and a vote, and now divide a vote, divide a vote, divide a vote, divide a vote. Did you say that? Well, you, okay, son. Good, good.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
At least he tried. It's one of the most interesting businesses that I know that anyone can get in. You meet so many different people. I stood on the Capitol steps in Nashville, Tennessee several years ago before the entire Capitol Boulevard was covered with bidders, 12,000 to 15,000 people out there bidding. Last week, I sold 2 real estate sales. The week before that, I sold the Music City Classic Quarter Horse sale. Before that, I sold an estate sale, a doctor's home, all of the furnishings. He'd been practicing for over 50 years. It was from an old family. And you see a lot of interesting things. You meet a lot of interesting people. I travel. We have 6 auctioneers, I said, one of them a lady. And we are diversified. We take any type of, we sell anything of value. If we advertise, we'll sell anything, anywhere, anytime, if it's legal to be sold.
What's one of the hardest things you've ever sold, or some of the things that you think are the most difficult to get bids on?
Well, I sold a cemetery one time, grave by grave. The Methodist Church, it was an old Methodist church site, and they had gone out on the main highway and built a new church building and established a perpetual care cemetery. Some of the people went back to the old cemetery and took up their loved ones and moved them to the new cemetery, and others didn't. And they put the church property up and sold it at public auction, and some people bought it. The people that bought it then, they went in and resurveyed it out into grave sites, the whole property, and we went in and auctioned it off grave site by grave site. Those who was occupied, we just skipped over them. Those who were not occupied, we sold them. Now, this is where you buy land by the acre and sell it by the inch going down. I remember, and it hasn't been too long ago, my oldest son and I went down to book an auction sale. An old gentleman that his wife had passed away, and he had his nephew and niece by marriage living with him. He was a very feeble, elderly gentleman, and he was moving to a rest home. So he said, I want you to sell the property. I want you to sell everything in the house but except my recliner chair and my television set. A lot of hand tools and things out in the shed that I want you to sell. So he wasn't able to walk out with us, so the niece walked out with us. Well, we didn't realize, it just didn't show. She was just a little bit, light upstairs. You mean the elevator didn't get all the way up. You know what I mean? And as we walked out from the house to the shed, here was a big hand-dug well about 4 feet across. She said, I don't know what Uncle John's going to do with that well. Said he tied on to city water. I don't know what he's going to do with that well. And I said, well, I tell you, we'll just cut it up in post holes and we'll sell the post hole. Well, she said, no, that'd ruin Uncle John's well. And I said, well, you said he didn't need it anymore. She said, you're not going to cut Uncle John's well up in post holes now. I said, man, it'd bring a fortune to cut it up in post holes. She said, you're not going to cut it up in post holes. I said, well, then I tell you what we'll do. We'll just drive a peg in the middle of it, and we'll turn it wrong side out and stand it up and make a silo out of it, and we'll just sell the silo. She said, you're not going to ruin Uncle John's well. She'd been complaining all the time what he was going to do with his well. We went back in the house. She went there and said, you, Uncle John, you know what these fools are fixing to do? They're fixing to ruin your well. Said, they're talking about cutting it up in post holes. And then they talked about making a silo out of it. Well, of course, he caught on right quick, And he said, oh, don't pay any attention to them. So he kind of talked her down a little bit. She walked out behind us through the kitchen. She came out of the bedroom, came walking right up in front of me with a .38. And she had it in her hands and is shaking like that. And I started shaking like this. looked like that barrel looked like a stovepipe, and she said, "You're not going to sell Uncle John's Well." And I decided right quick that I wasn't about to sell Uncle John's Well. But we have a lot of interesting things that happens at auction sales. These old estates, household goods, where we can get into the garage and the basement and the attic and pull out a lot of unusual items and get people to bidding against each other, you know. That is fun, to get them to bidding against each other, and then the enthusiasm gets built up.
One of the times you talked about a family having difficulties is the auctioneer's dream. Is that right? Sometimes a divorce in a family or family.
Oh, sure, sure. As she said, the dream of the auctioneer is an estate is a one thing that's an auctioneer's dream, because there's always the children and grandchildren and the nieces and nephews and neighbors and nephews and little children, you know, that want to buy something as a keepsake. And then you'll have a divorce case where husband and wife, they just agree that they're going to disagree. And they part their separate ways, and everything has to be divided between them. And the only fair way to do it as an auction sale, because if they cut the table into it, wouldn't be worth flipping either one of them. So you have an auction sale. All right, here is the wife and her brothers and sisters and family standing over here. Here's her husband and his brothers and sisters and wives standing over here. They both want the same item. They just, all you have to look back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And, you know, and boy, they just cut the britches off one another. I've seen them fight. I have been, actually, honestly, I've had people come to the sale and say, if so-and-so shows up, I'm going to shoot him. I remember one time down in Hohenwald, Tennessee. Did any of you ever hear Rod Bransfield that used to appear on the Grand Ole Opry with Minnie Pearl? Yeah, several of you remember Rod Bransfield. Well, Rod was a good friend of mine. He lived about 20 miles from my hometown, and Hohenwald did have a Snip, Snap, and Bite restaurant. That was true. There was an estate over there that we went over. What had happened, this gentleman's wife had died. There was two houses sitting side by side. They were identical. They were built by the same contractor at the same time. Well, after his wife passed away, he would go over at night and spend the night with his daughter and her husband and two children. One night, there was a fire in the house, and the whole family perished, five of them. Well, nobody knew who died first or who died last. Therefore, each one of them had to have a separate administrator. Well, we went over to sell the contents of the old gentleman's home, which was antiques. I mean, it was filled with them. Well, we brought everything out of the house, and we lined it up around, and we had a big oak round table and a lot of items standing on it, sitting around on it, and we just picking them up and selling them, picking them up and selling them. And finally, I picked up a bracelet, and I looked at it, and I didn't know whether it was gold or not, but there was a lady that was an antique buyer by me, and I said, "Marion, is that worth anything?" Just like that, you know, and she rubbed it, and her thumb turned green. She said, "No, not worth a dime." So I just merely put it up, and I said, "Who'll give me $5 bill for it?" And the lady said, "Yes." I said, "Thank you. Who'll give 10? She said, "Yes." I said, "Thank you. Who'll give me 10, 11? She said, 15. I said, "Who'll give me 20? She said, 5. Well, I didn't tell her I had a bid, you know. I was just asking for a bid, and she'd raise it $5 more. Finally got to 25, and I said, "Lady, I believe I'll just let you have it." This lady standing beside of me, and she grabbed my britches around there. We said, there wasn't anybody bid against her. I said, "I didn't say there was." I said, "Now, listen, if you just keep your nose out of my business today, we'll get along all right." Well, things were selling that day just like money was going out of style, and that is the last day they had to spend it. Now, I mean, it was going wild. Some guy was staggered up to me with a bunch of wine, a bottle of wine, said, "Sell us wine." And it was a pretty nice bottle, and I said, "I can't sell the wine, but I'll sell the bottle." So I said, "I'm going to sell this bottle, but I'm not selling the contents." So I put it up and sold it, and of course the police were there, but I'd announced it clearly. And we record our auction sales, by the way. We have a tape recorder, and we record our sales because, you know, anything can happen at a sale. So we went on, and everybody was getting happier and happier, and prices are getting higher and higher. And I had never been in the building behind the house. Finally, when we walked around behind the house, there was paper cups about half knee deep, and I found out there's two barrels of wine back there. And they'd been sampling them all day. So I went in and I said, "Now, we're going to sell these wooden barrels, but we're not selling the contents. I want that understood." Well, we had the judge standing there. So we put the first barrel up. He started bidding on it, and I said, now, Judge, you understand that you're not buying the contents. You're only buying the wooden barrels. He said, I understand that. We sold him the barrel. All right, we put the oven up, and I said, now, remembered, we're selling this just like we sold the other one. We're only selling the barrel. We're not selling the contents, and the judge bought it. So I said, when I got through, I said, now, Judge, you understand you did not buy the contents of the barrel. He said, I understand that. I said, boys, one of you take a hammer and knock the bung out of that barrel. He said, you're not knocking no bung out of my barrel. And I said, well, now, it was understood to start with that we were only selling the barrels. He said, yeah, but, brother, they're my barrels now, and you're not knocking any bungs out of them. So they backed the pickup truck up there, and they loaded the barrels, wine and all, up and hauled it off. So at Eversale, there's a lot of fun. There's a lot of excitement going on.
Any last questions for Mr. Evans?
Yes, sir.
Well,
just to give you an example, I had a third cousin of mine that worked for me 18 years. And we were down in Florence, Alabama, selling out a hardware store. And when we're selling this type of merchandise, if our grocery store, for instance, if we're selling out a grocery store, we sell it lot by lot. Maybe there'll be 100 cans of pork and beans. It's so much a can, and take them all. If you buy 10 cents a can, you've just bought $10 worth of pork and beans, and this is the way we go. Well, we were down there, and we were selling out the hardware store, and he put up an item, and he'd be going $5, but he'd give me $6 for it, and he's kind of slow, and this drunk said, $1. He said, fella, I already have five and trying to go up. He said, well, $1.25 then. And this just kept on, agitating him and agitating him. And finally, B.O. called him up. He said, fella, would you come up here just a minute? Come up here just a minute. He said, come on up on the stage. So the guy got up on the stage with him, and he called me up or walked down in front of him, and he asked me to come up on the stage platform. And I walked up there, and he put his arm around me, and he said, fella, do you see this man right here? He said, yeah. He said, well, now, he's paying me to stand up here and make a jackass out of myself, and you standing back there doing it for nothing. Well, that kind of broke it up, and he eased out, and then we left. I remember one other occasion when we were liquidating a country store and had a preacher come up about 8:30. We were selling it at night, and he came up, and I'm telling you the truth. He pulled off his coat and laid it down, and his shirt was wet. It had turned white. And he started telling me what a wonderful service they'd had. Oh, he said, we had a wonderful service down there. And he just kept going on and going on and going on about it. And then he sat down on the corner and he started just nickel and diming me to death. When I was trying to get a half a dollar, he'd raise it a dime. If I tried to get a quarter, he'd raise it a nickel. And finally, I just stopped and I said, preacher, you just got through telling me what a wonderful service you had down there. And the only thing I can say to you is, if you preached up there at that church like you're bidding down here, the congregation got gypped. And I didn't get any more nickel and dime bids out of him. So you can usually just, break it off in them. But if I have another auctioneer up working, or if I'm up working and they are out in the crowd, and if there is a drunk there, normally they'll ease around in the crowd and say something to him and ask him politely, sir, don't disturb the sale. And then if we can't handle him in a polite manner, we'll just go to the telephone, call the police, call the sheriff, and have them to come out and take him to the boogie house.
But your first way is always with the good humor that we
good
have seen
humor,
this afternoon.
Good humor, and just make a fool out of them. Just break it off in them, and they'll usually just leave or go out and sit down.
Any other questions? Okay. We'd like to thank very much Colonel Buford Evans from Tennessee.
I'd like to say this to you before you leave. I was born on a farm, a sharecropper parents, and we lived in a house, had three rooms and a path. And could sit in front of the fireplace or in the bedroom or living room, anywhere, kitchen, anywhere you wanted to sit, and see the chicken scratching under the house. Now I live in a 12-room colonial with baths. But I always loved the heritage that I came from. And if any of you are ever down in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, if you're ever through there, it's the home of David Crockett. The only statue ever erected to him is on the public square, and I just live four houses behind the bank in the old part of town. The door's always open. The latch string is on the outside. If you're ever down that way, just pull the latch string and walk in. We'll make you welcome. Thank you very much. Okay, now they're going to have a household auction. We're going to have a few items that we're going to sell. Some of the other auctioneers are going to come up and sell some of these items that is donated by Goodwill. And they're going to demonstrate auctioneering. It gives you a chance to get the feel of the sale. The money that you pay for the articles goes back to Goodwill. And I believe you would enjoy some of the other auctioneers coming up here and demonstrating their chant of their ability as an auctioneer. I'm going to walk outside the tent. Where are the other auctioneers? Any of them around?
I don't know if Buzz is here yet or not. Buzz,
I see Ed. Ed Mara.
Is Ned there?
Ned, Ted, whatever your name is. That other than his name sounds more like a disease than does anything else. What I'm ready to start this sale. Come right on up. I'm going out the back of the tent. If any of you have any private questions or any information that you'd like about the auctioneering business, I'd be happy to talk to you. Here's Bus. What is your name, fella?
Thank you.
Perhaps we'll start off with one of the hardest things that Mr. Evans told us was the mock auction. Give you all a chance to bid on an item and not buy it, okay? Pretend, mock one item, bid on it whatever you'd like, take a chance. How many of you have never had a chance to bid at an auction? Oh, well, this is your chance.
Okay, you bid. You bid just as we sell. We'll pretend we're selling. Let's pretend we're selling the trunk. We've sold it all week. That's the most publicized trunk we've ever seen.
Right.
How much on the trunk? Somebody get $500. Somebody get five, somebody get four, somebody get three. One, I got one and a quarter. One, hey, one, five, nine, two, double, two, double, two, nine, nine, seven, nine, nine, three. Two, seven, five, eight, three, double, three, two, five, three, three. I get along. Two, seven, five, who gives three? Two, seven, five, eight, three and a half. Three and a quarter, three and a half. That's $325. $350, $375, $400. You want to get 400? Three, seven, five, four and a quarter, four and a half. Four and a half, four and a hip. 425, four and a half, four and a hip. 425, four and a half, 475, now five. Eight, five, five, four, five, four, five, eight, five, eight, five, eight, five, 75, now 600, six and a quarter. You have a six and a half, 675, now 700, seven and a quarter. Seven, seven, quarter, seven, seven, quarter. Seven and a half, seven, 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 now 800, 800, 800. Eight, I got eight quarter, eight, eight quarter, eight quarter, eight quarter. 800, eight quarter. Eight, eight quarter, eight half, eight and a half, eight, seven, nine, 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 seven, now $1,000, $10. I got 10, 10, 10, quarter. 10, 10, 10, quarter, 10, quarter, 10, 35, 10, 50, 60, 10, 70, 80, 1100, and 11, 11, 10, 11, 11, 10, 11, 10, 11, 10, 11, 10, 11, 10. Throw that lady there for $1,100. Thank you, lady. You bought it, lady. $1,100 right there. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let's collect that. We got to collect. Go there, honey. She'll give you a check for $1,100.
This is Ned Morrow from West Virginia, Bus Mars from Vermont.
No, I want to show him something you taught me. I want to show him something this gentleman taught me from Vermont. I was born on a farm also, but honest to goodness, I really did teach myself to auctioneer. And you all can do it. I'm sure you can do it. But this gentleman taught me the milkman's handshake, and I want to show it to you all. I'm going to take this back home with me. That's a milkman's handshake. I've never seen that before, and I'm gonna remember this guy. I'm gonna remember this guy. I'm gonna remember him for a lot of things. I'll tell you that. We've been together for a couple nights. I'll tell you. Okay. I think you ought to give this guy a hand right here. I think give him a hand. He's great. I think he's great. No kidding. I saw him outside a while ago. I really think he's great. I'm too good at, for you people that can't hear what's going on. I think he says that. It's a little tough for him following an auctioneer, and I can understand that, really. But I don't understand why you all don't understand. I really don't understand that. Everybody knew what I sold that thing for a while ago, that trunk, didn't you? You knew, didn't you? She said she knew she was going to give us $1,100. Okay, let's sell a pan. How about selling a pan? Somebody give a dollar. And everyone, half a dollar. Who's that? A half a dollar, quarter, quarter, give a half, and half, 20, give a half, and half, 25, who give a half, and half, 25, give a half, and 35, 25 cents, who give 35 cents? And everyone, not 50, 75, we're gonna get 75, and we're gonna get 75, I'm gonna have some mabbers in my head, some mabbers in 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 mabbers. You know what I'm saying, don't you? 75 cents. You wanna get 75? You wanna give me a dollar? You wanna give a dollar? Seven, you wanna give 85? Wanna give 85? 75, going to the Goodwill. 75, give 85. 75, give 85, 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 You got it, lady. Take it home with you. Somebody, they'll come around and collect for you. All this stuff is donated by the Goodwill people. And what's the matter? What's your problem? Oh, she's trying, huh? She doesn't have any money? Oh, she's got $75. She don't, I'll pay for it. Anybody want to ask any questions?
What questions do you have about auction or about the sale itself? Huh? Remember, this is Mr. Ned Morrow from West Virginia with us today. Mr. Mars, what do you have?
Uh-oh, look at here, $10. $10, who said 10? Five, $1. Who said a dollar? Give me a dollar. Hey, number one, who said a dollar? Give me a dollar. Hey, number one, half a dollar. Who said a half a dollar? Half a dollar on that nice picture? Who said a half? I got 75. You bidding? You nuddin'. $75, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, Tony back there for $2. That gentleman in the red jacket back there for $2. Thank you, sir. Gentleman for $2. Thank you, sir.
Come on up. There's plenty of room in the front.
Now, look at here. Look at here what we're selling this time. Original stone of the White House. Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. How much you want to get for that? $10. Ten. Who's that? Ten. Five. Three. $1. Dollar. Let's go. Come on, that's $1 and a quarter. $1.75. Not $2. You're gonna get $2, lady. You're gonna get $2. What's the matter? $2. You're gonna get $2 and a quarter. You're gonna get $2.5. $2.25. $2.25. Who give $2.5? $2.25. You're gonna get $2.5. Oh, my gracious, you're in trouble. $2.5, $2.75, new blood, $2.75. New blood, honey, you're out now. $2.75, not $3. You want to get $3? You want to get $3, $3.25. You want to get $3.25. $3.25, $3.25. You want to give a half? $3.25, $3.5. You want to give a half? You want to get $3.5? Huh? $3.5? $3.75, you want to get $3.75. $3.50, you want to get $3.75, sir. You want to get $3.75? $3.5, that is her bid, I believe. Is that her bid, Bus? Yeah, that's one thing we don't do. We don't let you bid against yourself. $3.50, $3.75. You ever get $3.75? $3.75, sir. Now $4. You ever get $4? You ever get $4.25? You ever get $4.25? $5.25. You both dodge. You ever get $4.25? You ever get $4.25? $4.5. You ever get $4.75? You ever get $4.75? Original stone, $4.75. $4.50, $4.75. You ever get $4.75? Now $5. You ever get $5.25? Fine. Come on, keep it 100 years to be 100 years old. We're gonna get $5.25. $5.25 to be antique then. We're gonna get $5.25. Five and a quarter. What's the matter with you now? You've been with me all the way. You gonna drop out now? $5.50, $5.75. What are you? $6. You wanna give me $6? You wanna get $6? You wanna get $6? $5.75. You wanna give $6? Come on, give me $6. Six even. You want to give me $6? Original stone of the White House. $5.75. Who gives $6? $6. You want to give me $6? You want to give me $6? $6. Go right there. $5.75. Thank you, sir. That gentleman right there. Right there. Thank you, sir. Anybody got? Is everybody understands what we're saying? Don't they? Does everybody understand what we're saying? I'm sure you do. We're making it real plain now. We're making it real plain. All right, how much you want to give on this piece here? We're going to get $10. Who's that? $10? Five. Who's that? $5? $3. $1. We're going to give $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25 give a half. 25 cents, who'll give a half? 75, anybody got 75? 75, sir. 75, sir. I'll get 50 cents. You wanna get 75 cents? You wanna get 75? 50 cents, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, with you for half a dollar, would you, honey? You bought it for half a dollar. You bought it for half a dollar. We don't let you bid against you, too. Come on. Yeah.
Come on up front. There's plenty of seats.
Does anybody else want to ask a question? I love my friend here from Vermont. Now, my friend from Vermont here is going to say, you know, the guy I showed you the milkman's handshake a while ago? Give him a hand.
Thank you, Mr. Morrow. You get a chance to hear different chants, different sounds from different parts of the country. From Vermont, Mr.
All right, the kettle, there it is. Who give me $1 for it? $1 button, $1 bit, and half a dollar. Where anybody interested? Half a dollar anywhere I would. A quarter, where and go? We've only sold it three times this week. Once more. A quarter, I'm bid. A half a dollar, I'm gonna go. Ain't but a quarter, and a half, and a half, and a bit, I'm gonna come bowling, all done, and a quarter, and a quarter, I'm gonna come bowling, all done. Nobody wants it. A quarter anywhere. Quarter I made, a half a dollar to you, I'm at a quarter, wanna go, I'm at a half a dollar, but wanna go, don't worry, folks, I'll stop if you bid too high. A quarter I made, a half a dollar, wanna go, I'm at a quarter, and a half, and a half a dollar, but wanna go, balling, all done, at a quarter, and a half, and a half a dollar, but wanna go, you bought it right there, and a quarter. Original stone of the U.S. Capitol, 1790. Here, there it is. Oh, give me $2, fine. $2.50, $2.50, but I go. I'm a $2.50, but I'm a $2.50. Why don't somebody bid? $2.50, but I go. I'm a $2.50, not $3.50, deal. $3.50, deal. And $4.50, deal. $4.50, now half. $4.50, now $5. $5.50, now half. $5.50, now $6. $6.50, now half. $6.50. It's your turn, sir. $6.50, deal. Yes, I would. $6.50, now $7. $7.50. It's your turn, too, and I want you both to have it. $7 to you. $6 to $7 to I'm at $6 to $7. Why don't you bid once more with me? $7 to you. $6 to $7 to half. $7 to $8. $8. Well, it's your turn again. $8 to you. $7 to $8. $8 to $7. All done. It's $7 to go. $8 to go. You bought it right there. $7.50. All right, a cake pan. There it is. Who give me $2, fine? $2, $1 bid, where? $1, where and go? Let's sell it. A half a dollar, where? Half a dollar, where and go? Nobody. Half a dollar, but I go, one lady, look at me, never mind them. $1 bid, deal. I'm at 75, no one, $1 bid, where to go? I'm at $1 and bid, a quarter, $1.50, to you, $1.50, no, 75, 75 to you, and 70. Why don't you bid? 75 to you. $1.50, but I go 75 to you. $1.50 over here. 75 when I go. $1.50, but I go 75. Hurry up, Ned. I'm losing. $1.50, 75 to you. I'm at $1.50, but I go 75 when I get finally all done. You bought it, young lady. $1.50. Right in there. Mommy will pay.